The old normal meant poverty for young people. Chris, Birmingham youth fight for jobs. The budget was another nail in the coffin for the prospects of young people. Pre-COVID Britain was nothing to write home about regarding youth unemployment. But during this pandemic, there has been an absolute jobs massacre in hospitality and retail, which are primarily made up of young workers. I still remember when infamous Wetherspoons Boston Martin sent out a video to all staff stating he was holding them to financial ransom. He was refusing to pay any furlough until he received confirmation from the government. But he said it was fine as everyone could just get a job at Tesco. Many capitalist bosses threw young workers under the bus during lockdown, protecting their profits at all costs. Last year, Chancellor Rishi Sunak promised kickstart schemes for young people. Where are these kickstart schemes now? Needs, not in education, employment or training, rose from 39,000 to 797,000 in the final 3 months of 2020, from 0.6% to 11.6%. Young people are promised things are going back to normal. However, before COVID, normal was a generation dumped with zero-hour contracts, minimum wage, generational two-tier workforces, massive student debt, and overcrowded and overpriced sardine tin houses. Youth Fight for Jobs campaigners don't want to go back to normal. We are demanding and organizing to fight to go back to something better. Young people have already fought back with inspiring protests over Black Lives Matter, the A-level results scandal, and university rent strikes. Youth Fight for Jobs links these with the trade unions and organized workers' movement. For example, we are supporting the fight back taking place by Unite the Union at Hinkley Point C dispute. Contractor Mail Alliance is using COVID as a smocker screen to kickstart a race to the bottom. It is trying to deskill hundreds of apprenticeships in a brazen attempt at undercutting wages and conditions. As a socialist and apprentice myself, I find this repulsive, and this is why I'm supporting the Youth Fight for Jobs campaigns. Students and young workers who want to help fight for a society that is better than normal should do the same. To join Youth Fight for Jobs, please text your name and postcode to 07747 174833.